When large financial firms do develop systems in-house, they jealously guard them from competitors. Mr. Ma has turned that notion on its head by transforming Ping An's technology division into a sales unit and profit center. When the company developed its own cloud computing tech for hosting its banking and insurance systems, it eventually turned the technology into products that now serve 630 banks and 100 insurers across China. A software asset service model for banking that is often compared to what Amazon Web Services has done for website hosting. Ping An's lending algorithms facilitated 47.4 billion yuan in loans at rival banks in the first half of the year. That unit, renamed OneConnect, went public last year. Another, called Smart City, builds and operates internal systems for hospitals. Local governments in 118 cities buy Ping An's administrative technology. Its technology business, which includes the sale of cloud computing services, generated just 4.5% of group net profits in the first 9 months of 2020. But making the transition from financial institution to fintech means turning tech into a profit center, says Leonard Lee at Oliver Wyman, a consultancy. That tech turns a profit at all, rather than adding to its cost base, makes Ping An unusual. Could elements of the model be adopted elsewhere? Many of the individual technologies developed by Ping An will soon be applied by Western insurers. Some are already talking about how to become the Ping An of Europe, but wholesale fintech adoption will be harder in countries with stricter regulation on big data, and will probably become more difficult in China too. Customers in America and Europe may also be more reluctant than those in China to buy insurance, healthcare, and wealth management from one company.